Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York at the Bright Red Desk, and it is a show for November 22, 2021. So we're here having the lovely Blog Talk Radio, and I think I see Mr. Mark there. Yep, is that Mark?
Ann, it's Mark.
Hi, can you hear me? Good, great.
I can. Your voice
cool.
Is
welcome.
Bouncing off that red desk.
Yes, I'm on the red desk with the cat next to me. And I was packing earlier, you know, putting stuff in bags because the movers are coming on Wednesday to move some stuff to Florida. So getting ready for the migration, the fall migration south. So it'll be fun. Yeah, so it's good. And you, what have you been up to on the eclipses?
Well, I was looking forward to seeing it, but then it clouded up.
Yeah, it got really
earlier
dark.
In the evening, it was you can see the moon. Nice big full moon as it started to rise. But then, I think it was around 9 or 10 o'clock, the rain came in.
Yeah, I went to bed. And they said it was like a 3 in the morning. I thought, I'm not doing this one. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And I did talk to the moon earlier in the day. I went, hi, you're going to be full soon.
Yeah.
I came home on Friday night. Yeah. But it's good. Yeah. So, and then we have another eclipse on, that one was at 27, Scorpio Taurus. And then we have another one on the 4th that'll be at 12 Sag.
Yep.
So, yeah. So it's all sorts of changes and shifts and movement and stuff like that. So when you looked at the heavens this week, what did you notice? What struck you besides the eclipses?
Sagittarius.
Finally got rid of Scorpio.
You get the sun moving into Sag and Mercury moving in right after, and then they conjunct. So we have a nice sun-Mercury conjunction in Sagittarius, which follows their trip through Scorpio, which has been a ride, you know, with a lot of power plays and also secret stuff coming out. And when we're dealing with Sagittarius, it's more about putting all that together. So whatever we learned during Scorpio and whatever came undone, Sagittarius will help us find the meaning in it.
Right. And shift it into something else. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of stuff coming out on the Scorpio ones. And a lot of emotions, too. I found people have been very, very emotional with the energy, just really feeling like major changes in their life and real shifts in terms of, you know, what they're trying to do and how they're trying to get around things. And people have been really feeling it on deep internal levels, kind of a... I don't think it's been particularly easy, but it also has been, you know, people are, you know, work. It's like an very interior transit where people are really feeling it. And it looks like Heather might have arrived. Hi, Heather, you there?
Yes, hi. I am here from Ronan, Montana, on this wild week in the eclipses, yes.
The magical time of full to new, which is release, let go. Yeah. All good.
And you can see how much tumult is happening in the country as people are working on what to release, what to let go, what got eclipsed. And our meeting got eclipsed last week. We apologize for not showing up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It was quite the meeting. It was like, all right, we got to go. Yeah.
But it was... you know, that the next eclipse, both this last one and the next one, hit the American chart. And you can feel the stress the country is under right now. And again, I don't see it as being eclipses as being terrible things, but they do ask you to let go of anything that needs to be let go of, or it will be uncomfortable.
Right.
So I think it's pushing us to let go of our separation, the racism, the two, you know, the different approaches to different crimes committed by, same crime committed by different people. I think there's a lot that's up in people's minds about what's important to let go and what's important to keep. You know,
right.
what really is American? And that's coming back to our vision statement as a country. Keeps coming back to that. How have you been feeling it, you two?
Well, I'm moving, you know, so I've been feeling it as, you know, people going, oh, can I, you know, can we get together before you go? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to figure it all out, trying to fit it in. But I'm like, I'm not gone. I'm just, you know, I'm just going south for, you know, a little bit. So that's,
mm-hmm.
and then doing the packing, you know, I'm not packing a bunch of stuff, but I'm taking, like, the printer and the computer and, you know, the things that I need to do. And then a lot of emotional stuff in my client space.
Mm-hmm.
People really feeling things emotionally.
Yeah.
And endings, you know, stuff that, you know, I had some unexpected endings. Not bad, but just kind of like, you know, and I know it, when you change the fourth, you change the tenth, they shift. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, some I had thought I'd kind of planned out, and others kind of came unbidden. But, you know, now that they're here, it's like, all right, I guess that's going to change too. And
mm-hmm.
so it's been really kind of interesting and changeful. And it
mm-hmm.
is, in my case, the first eclipse is trining my Jupiter-Uranus in the sixth, so it's really a change of my daily routines. And then the second eclipse is going to be on my sun-moon midpoint. So that one I'm kind of looking forward to, the new moon one. But it's got a lot of interesting energy. And, you know,
and
just a lot of clients. Huh?
When do you leave?
I fly down on Monday, next Monday. But the
Wonderful.
Movers come on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moving much. I'm moving a table and a printer and a computer and a rug and, you know, clothes and Christmas ornaments. Stuff that I originally thought, well, I'll ship it. And I thought, do I really want to make all those trips to the UPS? I'm like, no, I'll just call a mover and move them. So they're coming and they're packing it. And some kitchen stuff, because the apartment's a five. And it's already had three parties in it, and I'm, you know, like, it's a party house, so it's going to be, and some of my drums, because there's a, they have drumming circles on the beach, so I'm kind of looking forward
Wonderful.
To that, so I'm going to bring some of my drums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, I used to go to one. It used to be a really nice one down at Robert Wagner Park downtown by the Statue of Liberty on Friday nights, and then there was
mm-hmm.
one I went to for a while. In Central Park, so it'll be nice, because this one's on the beach on the full moon or the new moon. So, and
Wonderful.
My real estate broker told me about it, so I was like, all right, well, you know, good to know. So,
you could really feel the difference as the sun went into Sagittarius today, and on
yes.
Wednesday, Mercury heads into Sagittarius, and the heavy Scorpio lineup that we've all been dwelling within begins to really lighten.
Yeah.
But Mars is still in Scorpio and its own sign and at exact midpoint, and you can't get much more fixed than that. But it's pulling away from that opposition to Uranus, which was so much a part of the accidents and the temper and the terror that's been happening this week. But Mars is in an exact sextile to Venus in very
mm-hmm.
deep emotion, Venus in Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And Mars in Scorpio. So I think that really is, it's not cranking up only bad emotions, but it is cranking up, you know, longing and feeling and thoughts and deep stuff for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. It's very deep. And I think that's one of the things we have to remember with eclipses, is that it feels like, it, you know, you have to take action. And a lot of times it's something that's been going on for a while. But now
mm-hmm.
you're just like, all right, now I'm really ready to do something about it. I wasn't before, mm-hmm. but now I am. And so when that mm-hmm. energy shifts like that, you know, there's a really strong emotional reaction, because things are really shifting and changing on many, many, many levels. So
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it keeps us focused, keeps us paying attention, and we shift and change.
I think we're all ready for Sag. We're all ready for Sagittarius after so much Scorpio.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of
Scorpio. It's a wild ride, and it's kind of
fun. It has been a wild
but,
ride.
You know, we need a little breather. And Sagittarius really has that sense of fairness and perspective. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hold us so tight to the mm-hmm. issues. It allows us to back off a little.
Yeah, and to look at things and say, okay, so that's what happened. Now, what's my, you know, because you have an emotional reaction, but then you have to have a, and what's my process reaction going to be on this?
Yeah, and how does it all fit in my worldview?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we begin to reintegrate what we took apart under Scorpio.
Yeah, and it'll help people travel for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the things with Sagittarius lineup on Thanksgiving, it is our chance to be grateful and to be light. But there's a reason why there's all those jokes about people, you know, relatives saying the most inane things at the dinner table. That said, you know, with those deep feelings and Mercury in Sagittarius not guarding what it says, that's when any sentence that begins with the word frankly is going to be trouble.
Yeah.
And the moon goes into Leo just in time for the holidays and makes, you know, helps bring out everybody's extroverted side, but can make people kind of clamor for attention just as they're cooking dinner or getting organized or are dealing with the holiday. So, you know, I'd say give everybody lots of praise and be careful what you argue about and just let people spout off as best they can because they're going to need to do it.
Yeah, go with the praise. People
mm-hmm.
need the praise.
It's actually not a bad idea with Leo to go with
the
praise. Yeah.
You're less likely to fight if you're giving them praise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it is definitely, you know, it's not... I always encourage people, it's not an easy time when it's eclipses, but it is a necessary time. And so, you know, you can have extra emotion, you can have extra feeling, and then, you know, this is a Scorpio-Taurus eclipse, so it's got a, you know, it's got a possessive quality to it, but it also has a transformative quality. So it's like, okay, understand the transformation that's taking place. That makes it a little bit easier. You know, because you're not dying, you're just transforming. Although you might be going, I feel like I'm dying, but it's like, no, this is needed. And a lot of times the story that you were working on last spring comes back and you work with it in a different way, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's deep and intense and, you know. But the good news is sometimes we have kick-ass aspects. So this week, and next week, not so many, you know.
Right.
They're just,
mm-hmm.
they're shifting into more optimistic. And, of course, when we go into Jupiter, we go into Sag, we're answering now to Jupiter and Aquarius, both Mercury and the Sun. So they're a little more, well, let's go forward. You know, they're not focused on loss. They're focused on what we can do about it, you know. But there is a seeing that can be a little hard because you're kind of like, wow,
mm-hmm.
You know. I hadn't looked at it that way before, but now that you said it, now I'm going to change how I see it. And with that, we then shift into another place. So,
mm-hmm.
so it's good. And it gets us to the next place. So, yeah.
Mark, are you thinking of spending time on the holidays around people that you have to watch what they say when they get a little too frank?
No.
Oh, good.
not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easygoing crowd it'll be.
I have 3 adolescent grandkids, 5 dogs, a couple of adults coming. It'll be good.
You're
going
to have to watch
chaos.
It. Right?
Put the dogs in charge of entertainment.
Exactly. Oh, they are. They are always in charge with entertainment. Especially the year that one took a quarter of the ear off of the other one. But most of the time they get along just fine. It just takes them a while to settle in.
Mm-hmm. Are they different dogs from different families? Is that the idea?
There's 3 dogs from my family, 1 dog from one family, 1 dog from another family.
Oh, okay.
And
so it's dog reunion time as well as people reunion.
Dog reunion, exactly. They all know each other except for our newest, who hasn't met the oldest, so they're working on it, which is good.
Okay.
I gather there is some snow coming our way. But it's not going to be too bad. I'm hoping that with that Sagittarian lineup, people are usually cheerful drivers, but they can be less than careful drivers. They can be distracted by thinking about where they want to go, not rather than where they are. So I just ask everybody as they drive this weekend to really pay attention to their location, drive defensively, notice what other people are doing. Because a lot of people will be thinking about where they're going or the kids fighting in the back seat and not necessarily paying attention to the road.
Right.
So we hope that that will work out well.
Mundane astrology, there we go. Mm-hmm. Driving is, and fast, there tend to be a little more hit the pedal, because we also still have Mars on a world point, so it can be aggressive driving, and we just had that guy that drove through the parade yesterday. So.
I know, it was so painful.
Yeah.
And the Mars is moving into a trine with Neptune next week, and I can, you know, that both is helpful for working towards a vision, but it's also gives us a chance this weekend to let go of some old angers. It may be that we can let go of old patterns, let go of old recipes that no longer make anybody's belly happy. That's what we're working on in our group. And let go of, you know, to really be present with each other in a new way, like what's now, not let go of the old ghosts. And I'm thinking that that will be helpful. I'm a little worried about the Mars-Neptune trine in that it can make people, you can hear the dogs arguing in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about it in that it can lower people, make people feel more permeable, which is lovely when you're trying to do a psychic reading, but tough when you're fighting COVID. So I would say, you know, do keep your mask on when you stop for gas along the way. And just kind of be careful that we're attending this in this fourth wave of COVID, that we're not getting careless at a time, because it's easy to get careless with these aspects, and we're feeling permanent.
Because you're feeling more frisky, like, ooh, we can go do things.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's still out there, people. It's still out there. People are still dying from it. Yeah, it's
511 today.
I'm Thanksgiving with pretty avid anti-vaxxer, a friend of mine's son, and I mean for the kids too. But you know, the dogs have been vaccinated, so I got in trouble when I said, "So the dogs are more important than the kids? You got the vaccinations for them?" And you know, I have to kind of watch my mouth a little bit. So
yeah.
Oh, I'm proud of you for that comment. That's totally
understandable. Well, I was just like, you know, it's like the state makes you get the dog vaccination. I'm like, yeah, because you don't want the dog to eat rabies and bite you. It's like, that's why we have vaccinations. They're not bad things, but, you know. But, you know, it's understanding. I know I have to keep my mouth shut. So, you know.
I just read there might be
sometimes Anne can do that, and sometimes not so well. So.
I just read there might be a new vaccine for Lyme disease.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh, that would be great.
We'll see what
that
the anti-vaxxers do with that one.
Yeah.
You'd
rather have Lyme disease. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is based on the same antivirus.
The mRNA.
That this is. Yeah. And they're finding that some of the antivirals, viral approach they use for AIDS are starting to be helpful in handling COVID, which is also very exciting. So it's been interesting to see, you know, the layers. It's like how much medicine comes out of wartime because they have to throw themselves into it and do what they can. And I think that there's going to be a lot of that coming out of this pandemic is some real growth spurts in what Western medicine can actually do.
Right.
You know, and I certainly understand the people's fear that if we get too reliant on medicine, we forget to eat well. But there's some really wonderful articles out there on how, you know, how much your nutrition level and what you eat helps you recover from COVID. So it's a both and rather than an either or. And that's got to be taken seriously.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's, you know, I mean, that's part of, you know, one of I love Bill Maher, and he, you know, he's kind of like, yeah, like, let's take better care of our bodies. You know, let's talk about how we heal ourselves, and then that helps too, because we can do health and prevent things. That's a good thing. So I think it's an interesting time, you know, we're in terms of, you know, just evolving in terms of our consciousness and our understanding of things. And, you know, I always find these times are, you know, you look back and you remember, you know, I want to put a little pump out there for my friend's musical that just opened on Netflix on Friday called Tick, Tick, Boom. And he wrote it back, you know, when the AIDS epidemic was whipping through New York. It's kind of a Saturn thing, because it's right before he's turning 30 and he's trying to create something. He ultimately went on to make Rent. But it's a beautiful musical, because it asks, the last song in the movie says, why do we do this? You know, why do we choose the choices we make? And it's very poignant in today, because I think one of our jobs is to think about, you know, what are our choices about where we're going and why we're doing them. And so I think when we ask ourselves that question, or we ask the people that we love that question, and we give them the space to think about, like, the choices, that's an important an important positive energy for this time. So I would encourage everybody to take a little time on that Leo moon, when we're feeling love and we're feeling connected and we're feeling creative, to kind of, you know, take time in the Thanksgiving blessing, or at some point sitting around in the living room, you know, like, what are you grateful for? And what's your dream? What's the creative dream for the next chapter of your life? Where's your sun going to shine? And I think that helps a lot in terms of getting us a different vision of where we're headed and what we're doing. So it's kind of a magical time that way too. But go watch Tick, Tick, Boom if you have Netflix. It's in some theaters too, but, you know, a lot of people aren't doing theaters because of COVID. So, but yeah, it was very magical, very magical. And I got to get all dressed up and look pretty and go to a premiere and I got my first nose swab test. I'd never had a PCR before. So I had to have my vaccination card and get my nose swabbed. I was negative, which was good. Junior's cheesecake is right next to it. So I had a potato pancake with applesauce, and boy, was that good. You know.
Oh, I bet. And did you see that Robert Bly died yesterday? He's quite old, born in 1926, so, you know, Leo moon that he is, Capricorn, moon in Leo with the Sag rising. But he's such a Neptunian person. You know, he's been considered a real Neptunian archetype. And he has Neptune at 26 Leo and moon at 21 Leo. So Pluto's been quincunxing that. And, you know, it sounds like he made a fairly graceful exit, considering his age. But he had a Sag rising and a Mercury in the 12th house in Sagittarius, that wonderful, wild conversation that he has. Mm-hmm. So we wish you, you know, bon voyage, sir.
Yeah, I had not seen that. Yeah. So changes. Eclipses, bringing to light. Mm-hmm. So do we want to take a caller?
Let's take a caller.
Yeah, let's see who's out there.
Okay. You want to choose it in?
Nope, you're in charge. You pick. I'm going to pull up my computer. I always like it when you pick. You always pick good. You sound so official when you
There's only a few people. There's only a few people who have raised their hands, so we'll start with one of them. And here, 917-863, you're on the air. This is Heather. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. And then, I'm so sorry. I call you guys, and I'm forgetting names right now.
Mark.
Mark.
And Mark, tell us your birth information and give us a question.
Yes. Yeah. My date of birth is May 17, 1975, and I was born in Bronx, New York. And
what time?
Actually, 1:17 a.m.
1:17 a.m. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Bronx, New York.
Correct. I'm living in Newark right now.
How can we help you?
Well, my mom is very, very ill right now, and she's like, Heather, we actually were communicating the other day, but I feel like she's in the precipice of transitioning, and I'm having a hard time dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if you see anything. Obviously, we don't know the time, but
do you feel like there's anything that you have unsaid or undone with her?
Yeah, I do. But I don't know if I'll be able to because she's not very coherent right now. She's not coherent.
It's time for you to speak to her soul, not to the body. Saturn is right on your ascendant or close to it, and it's right opposed your moon. Now, she may recover, or she may just feel like she's dealing with great age here. There is a chance, I would say, your progressed moon squares Pluto over the next 4 months. So it looks more like it's not necessarily imminent tomorrow, but it may be imminent in the next 4 months. And it looks like a freedom for her rather than a heaviness. Has she been dealing with a long-term illness?
Yes, she has been. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, you may need to speak to her heart and to her soul so you feel like you've said everything you need to say, and don't worry about whether this body hears it, because her soul will hear it.
Mm.
So really,
you're having a nodal reversal. I find with this, you know, it's very helpful. If you light a candle, right, and you call your guide in and your higher guides, and you say to your higher guides, can you go talk to her higher guides? And then you say to them what message you want delivered. That works really well just for anybody in the audience if you're having a trouble or an argument with someone, you know. You tune into yours and ask them to go help with the others. Because there's a, that works. And if you go, you know, if you ask for help, you know, for your guides, they're like, I can help you. If you don't ask, they can't. So I would do that, you know, because the nodes are very angular, and you're born on an eclipse, and the eclipse you're born on is active right now, right? You've got a nodal reversal taking place. So I would do it. I would light the candle, you know, the next couple days and chat with her a couple times. You know, you can light the candle tonight when we hang up, and then, you know, tomorrow morning, and just kind of say what you need to say to her soul, and then, you know, whatever your time is with her physically, you know, with her. But that moon Saturn does suggest there's some hesitancy on your part, you know, transiting Saturn opposite your moon. Moon's in the seventh, so a lot of times that's a little bit hard to speak your heart. So it might be helpful to do it in private, in the privacy of your own home, or even writing it down and then burning it, you know, getting a little pot and saying, Mom, you know, I want to say this to you, but I have trouble giving the words, and let me write it. And then, you know, you write it and you read it, and then you burn it, and you've sent it to her that way.
And you'll be amazed
that
at
level,
how much
that interconnect
you feel
is very
like she's
strong.
Heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have a good way of allowing the silence to speak. So, you know, you won't be leaving things unsaid as long as you've thought them or left room for the thought.
And also thanking her and blessing her for life, you know, because she gave you life.
Absolutely.
And and saying, you know, very hard to lose a mother.
It's very hard. But I think with your moon, you were born as a moon set. And so your mom has been a very dominant personality in your life, a very important one. That you're going to have a little bit of an identity crisis when she goes, and then really find a level of yourself that you never knew you had, and really walk into a new time, and know that your mother would really love to see you blossom. You know, with Pluto, Pluto is trining your sun between, you know, now and the end of January. the Saturn's opposing your moon. It's like a really completing a chapter, but really take in how much strength and love and warmth you've inherited from your mom, and that it's yours now, and you're going to shine with it. And she's going to be so proud that you're shining with it. So, you know,
you
be ready for a new chapter coming and coming alive. I think a large part of you has been walking with your mom through at least this year, if not longer, through her illness. So you've only been half here and halfway to the other world. And your energy is going to be, it's like a soul retrieval. Your energy is going to come back to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel like, because you've already done so much mourning of her before she dies.
Yep.
And my mom was in a coma the last year of her life. I know how hard it is to let go, but you'll be surprised at how much energy you have by the time spring really kicks in. Okay?
Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Thank you so much.
You take very good care of yourself. It looks like we're out of time.
Okay,
big
thank
hug,
you
big
all
hug.
For your
thank
guidance.
You for calling.
Big
hug. Yeah.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. And peace to all of you for through the holidays. Take good care of yourself, and we'll check in with you next Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. And happy Thanksgiving. Give thanks and joy for all of the abundance in our lives, and all of the sadness, because it makes us appreciate the abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana.
And Mark Woltz from New York City.
Goodbye. Take
Bye
care.
Now.